Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When we were talking about what is considered old, somebody said, Lisa, here's a question about being old. Why is it if someone passes at the age of 60, people say, oh my gosh, that person was so young? That's a good point. But another chimed in with this, said, for my college class back in the 80s, we learned that biologically your body starts to deteriorate over after 30. I'm choking on saying this. And all you can do is slow it down. You can't stop the deterioration.
I think mine started before that.
It depends on how hard you've lived. Hey, thanks for joining us for the show. Corona, how old are you? Is she with us? Yeah. Hey, Corona, how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
You're 17 years old. Now, before we get going, because I want everyone to meet you, just honestly, from your heart, being a scientist, what do you think is old? What age? Honest.
80.
Oh, she's scoring points with the people on the show already. This is Corona Chen. She goes to the University of Chicago Laboratory High School, and she is a finalist in the Regeneron Science Talent Search. That's the nation's oldest and most prestigious science and math competition. You're the only student in Chicago. How many other finalists are there?
39 others.
Oh,
so a total
gosh.
40.
So what did you have to do, number one, to enter? And I would imagine that carried through because they were so intrigued by it. And to become a finalist, what did you do?
So this is a research competition. So I had to submit one of my research projects. So I wrote a really long report about my research and also answered a lot of questions about me as a person.
So this celebrates and rewards young scientists focused on a wide range of scientific topics, from the space race to the AIDS epidemic to climate change. And they say many past winners, well, they've gone on to pursue innovation for the good of society. In fact, 13 Nobel Prizes, 22 MacArthur Foundation Fellowships. Many are founders of important science-based companies. So when you say you wrote this paper, it was just about you?
No, it was about my research. So my project was also related to climate change. So it was titled Understanding Incidental Microbial Communities Inside Ordinary Concrete Toward Decarbonization. That's a lot to unpack, obviously.
Yeah.
But essentially what my project was on was using microbes or microorganisms to potentially make concrete a more sustainable building material. And so you might be wondering, why concrete? So concrete is, as most of us know, it's everywhere. It's actually the most common human-made material on Earth, and we use about 30 billion tons of it every year for constructing things like buildings, sidewalks, roads, bridges. However, the process of producing concrete is extremely harmful to the environment, and it contributes to over 8% of global greenhouse gas or carbon dioxide emissions caused by humans. So my project basically aimed to tackle this hidden large-scale problem.
If you were to win, what would you do with your winnings? And the follow-up question is, where are you going to school when you're done at the University Lab School of Chicago?
I'm not sure where I'm going yet. I'm still in the college application process. But if I do win, I would be using these winnings towards my college education.
And what is the top prize? How much money?
It's $250,000.
And you've already been awarded some money just by being a finalist, correct?
Yes, $25,000.
And have there been other students at the University of Chicago Laboratory High School that in the past have made it into the finals?
I believe I am the first one.
Congratulations. So,
thank you.
Who's your inspiration? What do your parents do? Is it a grandparent who's inspired you? What has brought to you what has brought you to this point so far?
I think my parents are definitely my biggest inspiration, especially my dad. He is a professor of engineering. And so both of my parents have really encouraged me since a young age to experiment with anything that I'm curious about. I remember my first experience with science was in first grade when I was playing with my bouncy ball. And I was curious about why my ball would bounce at different heights on different surfaces like carpet and tile. So they encouraged me to create a project, and I actually submitted it to my elementary school science fair. And I think that was the first time I became really interested in science and research and just curious about the world around me. And I'm really grateful to my parents for always inspiring me and also just introducing me to science.
Krona Chen is 17 years old. She attends the University of Chicago Laboratory High School here in Chicago, and she is a finalist, one of 40, in the Regeneron Science Talent Search, which is so prestigious. What is your biggest concern right now? Is it climate change?
Yes, I think definitely our biggest problem right now is climate change. Obviously, our environment is so important to anything that happens on the planet. So whatever we do, everything is related to the environment. And I think that it's imperative that we are able to slow down climate change. And as a result, it'll improve quality of life everywhere.
So what's next in this competition? Do you appear before a panel in person and explain your research, or what happens?
Yes, I'm traveling to Washington, D.C. in March for a finals week competition. So it's a week-long competition, and we participate in various interviews with judges about our research and also just about us as individuals and scientists.
And what is it you want to do? Let's say you finish high school, you win this competition, you go to the university of your choice. Is there something you want to accomplish at this point in your life that you're thinking about?
As of right now, I hope to obtain a PhD in probably bioengineering or sustainability, so related to my interests. And I hope to be able to create technologies that can help humans live more efficiently and healthily. And another thing that I'm interested in doing in the future is creating a startup that can bring these technologies to life.
And do you live in the city of Chicago?
Yes.
Will we be able to retain you? Will you stay in Chicago? Will you get that startup going here? Because we need more people like you in this city.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in staying in Chicago. I love the city. I think it's a great place.
Okay, one more time for Steve Bertrand. Run down your research. Tell me the title of the paper again.
It's titled Understanding Incidental Microbial Communities Inside Ordinary Concrete Toward Decarbonization.
Were you doing so? Yeah. I was just wondering if Steve was doing that at 17, because I even at this age, I'm like, oh, okay, I would not be able to explain that, but we're really happy to meet you, and we're happy to introduce you to everybody who listens to WGN, and I just have a feeling you're going to do very well in this competition, and Chicago is proud of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Be well.
You too.
Krona Chen, University of Chicago Laboratory High School student. She is a finalist in the nation's oldest and most prestigious science and math competition. Somebody just sent a text and said, oh my God, this young lady is amazing, isn't she? And she had the good sense to say that you're not old till 80. She won immediate fans with that. Hey, coming up next, we'll talk to Tony Sanders. I should have put him in charge of interviewing her. He is the superintendent of U46 in Elgin, and he's just been named the new state superintendent of education. He's been on the show in the past, and we'd like to chat with him, congratulate him on his role, and explore what he thinks needs to be happening. What needs to happen in schools, especially with what are identified COVID kids who have lived through 3 years of some tough times. That's after Steve's news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.